How do you like, or how would you like to see our region, your area, develop in the next few decades? Would you like to see better housing? Would you like to see more parks, facilities for children, older people? Well, Birmingham University has trained, in fact, I should really say University of Birmingham, has trained and employed over 60 researchers to find out what people really want for the future. This is perhaps a chance to help shape the future. So community researcher Diane Broomfield joins me on the line to tell us some more. Good evening to you, Diane.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So this is interesting, especially when we're having this conversation about legacy, because I suppose to a degree you asking about what people see in the future or would like to see in the future for their area means that that's a way of them leaving some type of legacy. So tell us how you actually got involved with this project.
Well, I got involved with the Use It initiative, which is an urban regeneration initiative, of which the University of Birmingham is just one partner, through Facebook, actually, where they were asking for people who were interested in community research. So basically, we could have been interested in anything happening within our local community. So I contacted them, and I went on to a two-day training course, and this was about 2.5 years ago. So I've been trained along with 60 other researchers. So they were doing it in basic blocks of two-day training in research skills. And I've been able to participate in various commission projects that have come out of interest from community researchers and also commissioned work. All the community researchers are, we started off as volunteers, but we've managed to get some payment for some of the work we're doing now. So it is commissioned work. So that's how I got involved.
Oh, brilliant. It's fascinating how that happened for you. And so what is it that you, like I mentioned there in the intro, that you're, are you wanting then people to come to you, or when you're finding groups of people to say, tell me what you want your area to look like? Is that what you want to do?
Right. All of us are involved in various projects. I'm involved in a couple of projects at the moment. One is called UK 2070, and that's a national piece of research of which Birmingham has also been approached. And UK 2070 will be looking at what people want to see. They'll be looking at so-called disadvantaged communities and what people want to see to improve their community. So that's one project I'm involved in. And the other one is Place Perceptions. And that's quite interesting, actually, because I live in Handsworth. So the Use It project has covered Ladywood, it's covered the Dudley Road, Edgbaston area, parts of Summerfield, and we'll be working with focus groups to get their perceptions of what they see in their area.
And so so this work hasn't actually started yet, or have you had some idea of what, when you have met some of the focus groups, what are they actually saying about what they would like to see for the future?
Well, the work is in progress, so there are different groups who are working, different researchers who are working with different focus groups. So we've had a couple of meetings to actually try and conclude and look at what some of the findings are. However, we haven't come to a final conclusion as yet. So the work is ongoing.
And if somebody is listening to it then, and to this conversation, said, well, I'd like to tap into that. As you said, there's a bank of researchers. How could people get involved and for you to interview them and ask them what they would like?
The best thing that any interested people can do is, if they've got access to Facebook, they could go on to the Use It initiative and leave a message there. The Use It Urban Regeneration Programme has been funded for 3 years. unfortunately, it's coming towards the end of the three-year process. So we've got a couple of celebrations going on. We had an event earlier this month, so there's something happening on this Wednesday. The University of Birmingham are working on facilitating the community research arm. So we'll be developing a community interest company. So when you talk about legacy, Nikki, there will be a legacy in terms of what has been left in terms of the community research side. Mm-hmm. So the best thing that they can do is to get onto Facebook, and it's Use It in capital letters, and it's Use It Urban Regeneration Initiative. They can leave a message there for one of the researchers.
To pick up on.
Yeah, to pick up on.
Brilliant. Diane, thank you very much. Thank you that you said you're part of something where people are looking at leaving legacy in this way. Diane Brewfield, she's a community researcher at University of Birmingham. The initiative, again, is called Use It. And you can get involved if you leave a message on their Facebook page if you have access to that. Many thanks for joining me this evening. Thank you, Diane.
My pleasure, Nikki, and thank you for inviting me. Thank you. Bye-bye.